winning the Untold of the Year was an absolute fantastic honour, and just really, really pleased to be recognised for my really hard work and all the coaching that I do.
Exactly, because it's quite a selfless act, isn't it, coaching? So it must have been a nice little reward, because you put a huge amount of hours into coaching, don't you?
Yeah, you know, every night of the week I'm coaching, and I'm also a teacher at Fitz Allen High School, so, you know, to balance the teaching and coaching, yeah, so the hours that I put into coaching is enormous. So then to be even nominated for the award was a complete honour, but then to go out and win it, was just, you know, great recognition for myself as an individual, but also just generally for hockey.
And then after, of course, being nominated for the Wales Coach of the Year Awards, you then carted off down to London for the UK Coaching Awards. You didn't win, unfortunately, but it must have been a great honour to get in the top three in the UK.
Yeah, when I just before went to the Welsh Awards, I received a letter from Sports UK and informed me that I'd been shortlisted as a finalist for the UK Awards. Just completely gobsmacked, and just, you know, and but obviously completely flattered. But to be 23 and to be nominated, you know, for a UK award, it just, amazed, still shocked about it now.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you're only 23, but you've been involved in hockey coaching for years, haven't you?
Yeah, but 8 years I've been involved. I was a player. I started playing in secondary school, and then I went to College CDR in Carmarthenshire, where my coach there was the Carmarthenshire Hockey Development Officer, so I was my coach of college. She one day came into changing rooms after the game and just said, you know, you can read the game really well, can I, you know, nominate you? And I started off in development, you know, it's just grown and grown since then. You know, this award has just given me the opportunity to give me confidence, but, you know, but I've still got to realise it just doesn't win an award, the hard work doesn't stop there.
What is it about coaching then that gives you such a big thrill?
I always think, if a child walks into your coaching session and they can't hold a hockey stick, then by the time that you've coached them, when they walk out and leave, they've got a smile on your face, and I love that. Running up, you know, Rebecca, I've done it, and, you know, it's just seeing the sense of achievement that they, you know, they've received, and just seeing that smile on the face and seeing the enjoyment.
Sport Wales wants to double the number of coaches in Wales to 10% of the adult population over the next 6 years. They're going to throw increased funding at it, but other than more money, what does it take to inspire coaches?
I think having specific role models and, you know, having someone to look up to, you know, I look back to that coach in college and she gave me so much inspiration, and I, you know, if it wasn't for Ray, I wouldn't be where I am today in coaching. So, you know, I don't think money obviously is a massive thing in the society that we live in today, but, you know, it's about having that determination, you know, about finding those individuals that, you know, will stand there on a Saturday morning, Sunday morning, you know, regardless of weather conditions, and I think it's fantastic if Sport Wales want to do that, and, you know, specifically with the London 2012 legacy coming up, and be a really good time to increase the number of coaches. Children are going to be much aware of the benefits of sport, you know, the healthy lifestyles that they can be involved in.
So finally then, if you were stood in front of a room of 100 people who were undecided about becoming coaches, how would you sum it up? What would you say to them to try and persuade them to do it?
Sport is a fantastic opportunity for all, because it provides enjoyment, you know, it adds that competitive edge if you've got a competitive child, but, you know, it is, regardless of, you know, what age you are, what gender you are, you know, how old you are, you know, it provides an opportunity for all, and I think, you know, it represents Wales, and, you know, the sporting achievements, that's, you know, Wales thrives on sporting achievements.